You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Week, Attorney General Eric Holder said he expects the Justice Department to announce the results of those investigations before he leaves office. His successor will likely be confirmed within weeks. Ferguson City Attorney Stephanie Carr and Mayor James Knowles III said Thursday they haven't been contacted by the Department of Justice about any findings, nor given a timetable for completion of the investigations. U.S. home rental prices rose at a steady rate in January, but prices barely budged or even dipped in parts of the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic. Real estate data firm Zillow said Friday prices increased a seasonally adjusted 3.3% in January compared with 12 months earlier. But some major cities are having a tough time finding renters. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup?
Setup, repairs, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel.
Offer valid through 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last.
A new study finds emotional trauma at a very young age could cause changes to the brain that are similar to head trauma. Dr. Titania Falcone with the Cleveland Clinic says this protein causes the change.
This protein, S100B, in patients who are exposed to emotional trauma or physical trauma, of course not including head trauma, the levels were as high as any of those patients who have severe concussions.
Dr. Titania Falcone of the Cleveland Clinic says it's helpful to find the ways the brain can change from emotional trauma.
Who are the patients at higher risk after any of these traumas, and can help us direct our treatment to make sure that these patients who are at higher risk are getting comprehensive, intensive treatment from the beginning.
The American Federation of Teachers is sounding off on the latest attempt by Congress to rewrite the federal education law, No Child Left Behind. Randy Weingarten is the president of the Federation and says more needs to be done to make sure schools aren't just testing children, but teaching them as well.
Kids, frankly, need to become problem solvers, critical thinkers. They need to learn how to work in teams.
Lawmakers have been debating a number of things, including how many tests children should take, the role of those tests in evaluation, hiring and firing teachers, as well as the role of federal money supporting charter schools. The AFT is also working with Congress to make sure the bill gives enough support to public schools that teach the poor. Randy Weingarten says the base of what No Child Left Behind provides is strong. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Parents, Kayla Mueller was taken hostage by ISIS 2 years ago. Her death was confirmed earlier this month. She was 26 years old. TV is about entertainment, but for some couples, binge-watching can lead to arguments. In a new survey from TVMuse.com, three-quarters of respondents say their favorite shows on television differ from their spouse or partner's. 15% admit that binge-watching TV has caused an argument with their other half. This is USA Radio News.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A new study finds emotional trauma at a very young age could cause changes to the brain that are similar to head trauma. Dr. Titania Falcone with the Cleveland Clinic says this protein causes the change.
This protein, S100B, in patients who are exposed to emotional trauma or physical trauma, of course not including head trauma, the levels were as high as any of those patients who have severe concussions.
Dr. Titania Falcone with the Cleveland Clinic says it's helpful to find the ways the brain can change from emotional trauma.
Who are the patients at higher risk after any of these traumas, and can help us direct our treatment to make sure that these patients who are at higher risk are getting comprehensive, intensive treatment from the beginning.
The American Federation of Teachers is sounding off on the latest attempt by Congress to rewrite the federal education law, No Child Left Behind. Randy Weingarten is the president of the Federation and says more needs to be done to make sure schools aren't just testing children, but teaching them as well.
Kids, frankly, need to become problem solvers, critical thinkers. They need to learn how to work in teams.
Lawmakers have been debating a number of things, including how many tests children should take, the role of those tests in evaluation, hiring and firing teachers, as well as the role of federal money supporting charter schools. The AFT is also working with Congress to make sure the bill gives enough support to public schools that teach the poor. Randy Weingarten says the base of what No Child Left Behind provides is strong. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 8:06. Time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It is -1. In actual temperature, but it feels like -16. It is clear today, right now, and 9-mile-an-hour winds gusting up to 22 miles an hour. Today is Friday, TGIF, February 20th. Sunny to partly cloudy today, a high of 17, winds west-northwest to 10 to 20 miles per hour. We have a wind chill advisory in effect today until 11 a.m., with wind chills reaching -20. Mainly clear skies tonight. Near record low temperatures, a low around 1, winds light and variable. Cloudy with periods of snow during the afternoon tomorrow. A high of 31, winds south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow is 90%, 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected. And another 1 to 3 inches of wintry mix. Snow and ice, Saturday night. On Sunday, light rain early, breaks of sun in the afternoon, a high though of 43. Monday, partly cloudy, a high of 20. Tuesday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a high of 29. And Wednesday, light snow. During the morning, we'll give way to some clearing during the afternoon. Chance of snow, 70%. Snow accumulations, less than 1 inch, but 1 to 3 inches of snow. Tuesday night going into Wednesday morning. Temperatures in our area right now. Cold. Well, there it is. Minus 1 in Franklin, 2 in Reddington, 1 in Clinton, 3 in Alexandria, 2 in Ringos, 0 in Hopewell, and minus 1 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunter, and that's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Big C here coming live from the Hearn Chamber of Commerce offices. Well, actually through them, from Litchfield by the Sea, South Carolina. It's cold here. I'm looking at ice on the pond right behind me. So it's not any better here than it is where you are. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon, Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, it looks like we're finally going to get out of these deep freeze into some milder temperatures, but winter precipitation is starting to show up back on the radar. We'll find out if that's really going to happen. Weather seems to be changing more drastically than ever nowadays, but we'll keep you posted. It is 10 after 8. It is Friday. Let's check and see what Hunter Chamber Radio traffic is all about from HERT, TMA.com. Checking HERT, TMA.com, which I get my alerts through email from them. You can also follow them on Twitter. Nothing at the moment. That's good. Either nobody's out on the roads, nobody's car starts, or everybody's just driving safe and sound, and that's okay. Keep it that way. We'll keep you posted if we get anything. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heide on around 8:30. We'll talk about the markets and find out what's happening with regard to the news yesterday, the unemployment rate and the jobs reports that are coming out today. At 8:40, I have Mike at the movies. We'll talk about movies that he has reviewed, usually one in the theaters, one that's DVD or a stream that's available, and one that's his pick of the week. Usually guarantees you at least one good one you should check out. Most of the time it's three. At 10 o'clock, we have Hands Across Hunterdon. That's Susan Lax from the Hunterdon Helpline. Comes across the hall from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce and talks about the programs and services that she is in contact with to help people who are in dire need. And right now, I would imagine that Susan Lax and her team is working very hard at trying to get a lot of people some food and shelter, given the fact that it's been very cold out there. And folks who are homeless usually are not looking for shelter, but at this particular point, given the cold temperatures, they're looking for anything they can get, and Susan Lax and her team helps out with that, along with so many other things, but that seems to be the priority of the day. And she comes on the radio and talks all about the program, services, and organizations that they are in contact with. It's a huge Rolodex of people and organizations that help out, and if you have a question, you have a problem, I am guaranteeing you that Susan Lax and her team can certainly move you in the right direction to get that answer that you need. At 11, it's Boomer's World, and that's Tracy Lynn Fozzolari and her staff from Homestead Senior Care, Warren and Huntington Counties, helping people navigate the concept, the questions, the advice that they need to decide whether they're elder, they're adults, senior adults, can live an independent life at home. And Homestead Senior Care can give you that advice, give you that information, help you navigate that, and help you with what they call gap services. If you are looking for the answer to one particular nagging question or issue, to make that decision. So that's Boomer's World. It's on from 11 to 12 on Fridays. All About Animals is on at lunchtime. That's Kathy Sauer. She is an equine therapist and a canine therapist, and she helps you understand how to better take care of your horses and your dogs. So listen to her and all the folks that she brings on to help discuss other opinions and advice for taking care of your animals. Bob Burns is on from 2 to 3. He's a master clinical hypnotherapist, a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, a Reiki master, a published author, and according to Men's Health magazine, a master motivator. And Bob Burns lives consciously, and he would like to help you with that as well. 4 to 5, it's The Law with Pat Smits, helping you understand law, legal issues in New Jersey. And then she is joined by the sports guys, three attorneys debating national sports. And we're getting right into baseball, pitchers and catchers reporting. So the Grapefruit Leagues are starting up. We're in the middle of hockey and basketball. We're starting to talk about the NFL Combine, and golf season has just opened way. So tons of things to talk about by the sports guys. They debate all that from 5 to 6. That is the entire HuntingChamberRadio.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamberRadio.com website, mobile website, or Google Play and Apple Store apps. We're live on TuneIn. We're live on Live365. We have a subgroup on LinkedIn, and we have a Facebook page on Facebook, and we have a Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back right after these messages, and you're listening to Good Morning Huntington, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
B. Hawkins, helping me with BrandyLocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day. National Nest Box Week, finishing up tomorrow. NCCDP, Alzheimer's and Dementia Staff Education Week. Brotherhood and Sisterhood Week, finishes up tomorrow. Build a Better Trade Show Image Week. Through with the Chew Week finishes up tomorrow as well, but it's something you should keep focused on for the rest of your life. Certainly not a good habit, and medically it does not help at all. National Date Week finishes up on the 22nd. That's referring to the fruit and not the relationship. National Pancake Week finishes up tomorrow. National Justice for Animals Week. The Simplot Games started on the 19th, finishes up tomorrow. American Birkenbrainer Race. National Entrepreneurship Week starts tomorrow. National Engineers Week starts on Sunday. National FFA Week starts on Sunday. Bird Health Week. Bird Health Awareness Week starts on Sunday. National Eating Disorders Awareness Week. National Invasive Species Awareness Week starts on Sunday as well. For today, we got Love Your Pet Day. Kathy Sauer will help you with that and all about animals at noon. Northern Hemisphere Hootie Hoo Day. World Day for Social Justice and Women in Blue Jeans Days starts today. Celebration observances from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The Hunterdon County Democrat reported yesterday that Hunterdon County Scouts collected 25,000 pounds of food in one day. On February 7th, Cub and Boy Scout units from the Hunterdon Arrowhead District ventured out to 19 area grocery stores to collect food for 8 area food pantries. This is the second annual winter food drive for the district. In 2014, 5 units combined at 3 stores to collect more than 2,800 pounds of food. This year, the goal was to collect 20,000 pounds of food across the county, a goal that was shattered by the generosity of the shopping public. The Scouts also managed to donate almost $700 in cash or store cards across several of the pantries. February is typically a challenging month for donations for local food pantries. So the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts of Hunterdon County all worked together to collect food and distribute it to all the county's main food pantry locations. Collection donations included all but one grocery store within the county, as well as some stores doing the county borders. Of the 19 participating stores, 14 allowed Scouts to collect directly, 1 collected on behalf of the Scouts, and 4 made store card donations for the Scouts to use to buy food for the area pantries. Troop 49 from Lambertville covered the ShopRite in Pennington and collected more than 1,200 pounds of food for the Lambertville Food Pantry. The participating scouts at this location were led by Scoutmaster Brian Klaus and Beth Bauer, and included Jason Barrett, Ryan Barrett, Alex Bauer, Parker Bernstrom, Matthew Kelly, Bailey Klaus, Seth Geese, Jimmy Hagman, and Drew Muick. Pack 61 of Flemington collected at the Flemington ShopRite and brought in 1,340 pounds of food for the Flemington Food Pantry. The boys who helped in this collection were led by Cubmaster Joe Williamson and included Evan S., Simon S., Russell T., Shane P., Will B., Carlos R., Andrew H., Mickey H., Pete A., Seth G., Adam K., Nick R., and Justin W. Pack and Troop 194, both of Flemington, took advantage of store card donations from the Flemington Walmart and were able to purchase an estimated 350 pounds of food to bring to the Flemington Food Pantry just across the parking lot. The boys were led by Mark Herbin, and the scouts who volunteered to help purchase the food included Scott Herbin of Pack 194 and Sirach Kasai, Jonathan Weaver, Zach Guzman, Nick Dior, Matthew Hand, Robert Smith, and Michael Deegan of Troop 194. Pack 32 of Lambertville worked with the Thea Jardinia of BJ's Wholesale Club in Flemington to bring 191 pounds of food to the Fisherman's Mark Pantry in Lambertville. The collection efforts were led by BJ's Wholesale Club, and the donated goods were taken to the pantry by Cubmaster Ward Ingersoll, who was supported by scouts including Colin Gill, Dylan Franklin, Peter Vandergrift, Lucas M. Zachary Ingersoll, and Kevin Gill. Lots of other folks I got to read here, but I'm looking for where the huge amount, but there's just tons of kids all over the place that did this. It would take me hours to get through all this. 3,500 pounds from St. Anne's in excess to St. Anne's Food Pantry from four units, 350 bags of non-perishables. All in all, just a tremendous effort on all of these Cub Scouts and how they provided the effort to help with food and food hunger for the food pantries. Traditionally, the unfortunate part is everybody thinks about this around November during Thanksgiving and occasionally during Christmas, the holidays. But when you start getting into February, somehow, some way, our minds differ and go off in a different direction and aren't really concerned. But it's a 12-month issue. So thanks to the Cub Scouts and all the supermarkets that assisted in trying to help stem the hunger during February. And that's why that is Vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Celebrity birthdays from famousbirthdays.com for today, February 20th, 2015. Rihanna, we played her at the beginning of the show. She played Stay. Kurt Cobain from Nirvana, his birthday was today. Cruz Beckham is 10. He's a family member of the Beckhams. Miles Teller is 28. Movie actor. Sidney Poitier is 88 today. Matt Hunter is 17. He's a singer. Cindy Crawford, 49 today. Charles Barkley is 52. Why is Sir Charles always making the news? Justin Verlander is 32. Baseball player. John Lavelli, artist, is 36. Brian Luttrell is 40, singer. Sierra Whitesides is 14. Gail Kim, 38, she's a wrestler. Carlos, a singer. Laura Bendixson, talk show host, Gordon Brown, world leader, is 64. Nancy Wilson is 78. Anthony Head is 61, TV actor. Jack Fallahy is TV actor. He's 26 today. Ansel Adams, the famous photographer who did so much over in the national parks. His birthday was today. Nikki Albin is 23, web video star. Gino Marley is 25, he's a rapper. Daniela Panetta is 28, TV actress. French Stewart is 51. Sammy Albin is 23, web video star. Sandy Duncan, stage actress. David Hall is 18 today, he's an entrepreneur. Ian Brown, singer, he's 52. Brian McCann is 31, baseball player. Ivana Trump, the Donald's daughter, she's 66 today. James Johnson, basketball player, is 28. Lily Taylor, TV actress, is 48. Trevor Noah is 31, comedian. Angelina Grimke, civil rights leader. Niam Kavana is a guitarist. She's 62. Billy Hernandez, movie actor, is 37. Chelsea Peretti, comedian. And Gail Gordon, TV actor. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we're going to take a break, do the news and weather, and we'll get Michelle Heide online. Talk about the markets. Little Nancy Wilson on the way out. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and huntingchamberradio.com.
Your picture is always in my head. I don't need your portrait, dear, to call you to mind. For sleeping or waking, dear, I find the very thought of you and I forget to do
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Cold temperature records are being smashed in New York and New Jersey this morning. The Siberian Express has brought low single digits and biting winds, and many people say they're fed up with old man winter.
Couple of days, I'm very frustrated. This have to be over, hopefully.
I got on this hoodie, a hat, a thermal under this, and a t-shirt. It's cold, too cold out here.
I'm from upstate New York, so, you know, at least it's not 6 feet of snow on the ground, so it could be worse.
Lows of 3 to 4 degrees are forecast for Central Park and Kennedy and LaGuardia airports. The previous low for this date is 7 degrees. Newark could be even colder at 1 degree, which would shatter that city's previous record low of 5 degrees. Las Vegas police say the road rage shooting of Tammy Myers has upset a lot of people in Vegas. Police Captain Chris Tomano says 19-year-old Eric Nosh has been arrested for the crime and they're looking for at least one more suspect. President Obama says the notion that the West is at war with Islam is an, quote, ugly lie and must be rejected. This is USA Radio News.
It's 8:31. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. You're at zero right now in Flemington. It feels like, oh, minus 14, but who's counting? It's clear skies. Today is Friday, 2015, February 20th. We have a wind chill advisory in effect till 11 a.m. Wind chills could reach minus 20. Probably already did, but certainly between 10 and 20 below zero right now. Sunny to partly cloudy and a high of 17. Winds west-northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and a near-record low temperature tonight of zero. Winds light and variable. Cloudy with periods of snow during the afternoon tomorrow. A high of 31. Winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow is 90% and 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected. Another 1 to 3 inches of snow expected into Saturday night. And then we have light rain early on Sunday. Breaks of rain, breaks of sun in the afternoon. A high, though, of 43. Chance of rain, 70% in the morning. Monday, partly cloudy, a high of 20, except for a few afternoon clouds on Tuesday, mainly sunny and a high of 29. Light snow on Wednesday, but 1 to 3 inches of snow expected Tuesday night. Snow accumulation on Wednesday, 1 inch, high of 38. Have you had enough of that word yet? Zero right in the middle of the county, minus 1 over in Pittstown, 2 up in Highbridge, 1 over in Tewksbury, 2 in Raritan, 3, oh, a heat wave down in East Amwell and Hopewell, and 0 over in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. All right, I have Michelle Heidi on the line. Are you warm?
There's really that much of a heat wave in East Randall, huh?
Yeah, hey man, 1 to 2 degrees. That's all right. Here's how the world of numbers works, right? So it's 1 over in, I don't know, I think it was Pittstown, and it's 3 over by you. That's 200%.
That's true.
See? Yeah. See? So it's a 200% increase in heat over by you. So you should be happy, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. See, that's how, that is a perfect example of how the media and anybody who wants to spin anything can do so, especially when it comes to investments. So
that's for sure.
So what is happening over by you?
All right. Well, yeah, yesterday was similar to the last couple of days. It's been not much direction going on, which considering some of the slightly negative news that came out yesterday, the markets, did okay. Yesterday we actually had the S&P 500 hitting a new intraday record. Although we didn't end there, but we had, as I mentioned yesterday morning, we had lower oil prices and German of the Greek loan extension plan.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to oil for just a second, the inventories, the reason why that happened, inventories rose more than expected, 7.7 million barrels. And other than that, there really wasn't much, noteworthy news related to the financial markets yesterday. So far this morning, it's pretty much the same thing. In Greece, Wall Street on edge ahead of the key Greece meeting. And as someone put it yesterday, again, to put it in perspective, Greece's GDP isn't much different than that of Philadelphia.
Right.
But anyway, it's putting investors on edge in terms of the meeting. Again, yesterday, Germany rejected Greece's request to extend their loan agreement on Thursday. So without securing additional funding, Greece is set to run out of money as early as the end of March, obviously risking a default, possible exit from the Eurozone, and that's why people are losing sleep, tossing and turning. On the data front here in the U.S., basically not too much going on today, just the market slash manufacturing PMI due, along with the CPI data revisions. We did have John Deere reporting, and they said that they earned $1.12 a share for their latest quarter, well above the 83-cent consensus estimate, with revenue also beating forecast. However, they did highlight some difficult global market conditions and said they expected a 17% drop in equipment sales for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, we had Barclays downgrading Walmart to equal weight from overweight, basically saying the retailer is unlikely to see some of the near-term benefits from their just-announced increase in wages that offset the higher expenses. Like I said, other than that, there's not too much other news driving the headlines, especially here in the U.S. It looks like, let's see, European markets are trading mostly lower. Nothing terrible, actually. The European markets are still, near a seven-year high. And then here in the U.S., it looks like the Dow futures are currently down about 41, S&P down just under 6, NASDAQ down about 5. And then in mutual fund investment news, PIMCO, good old PIMCO, chief economist managing director resigned today. So that'll be another little bit of a stir-up going on.
Wow.
Over at PIMCO, you know, considering their bond king left, was it last June?
Right.
Somewhere around that time frame. So their Paul McCulley is stepping down as chief economist and managing director. So
there's something going on there. Either
something going on there.
Either something internal happening, or or overtly the concern about the way the rates are going to be played. But I don't know why a trader, a bond trader would get out of the bond market just because
right.
of the Fed's, forecast moves. So there's something happening.
Bonds have gone through enough cycles over the years where, and it's interesting because it says that McCulley, who was chief economist managing director, he rejoined PIMCO last year to work with Bill Gross. So he had been there before, and then he left, and then he came back. But then basically said, since you came to work with Bill Gross and Bill Gross left, his mission is complete. So,
okay.
So we don't know. It looks like his last day is going to be the end of this month, and he might be pursuing work in the academic arena.
All right. Very good.
So we'll see. So, again, another little stir-up going on in PIMCO. Although it's interesting, you probably know, as do many of the listeners, a lot of 401k plans removed PIMCO total return as one of their choices, because that had been, one of, obviously the largest bond fund out there, and a lot of 401ks were owning it for
right.
employees to invest in. But it's interesting because, a lot of employees are now like, I really wish they didn't take that fund out. Now we just have an index fund, and even though Bill Gross isn't there anymore, it would have been nice to still have that fund.
Right.
So it's interesting.
Let me ask you this. Are we done with earnings season at this point?
For the most part. There's a couple more trickling in here and there, but overall we're pretty much through at this point.
Now, in hindsight, they were talking about how this was going to be a tough quarter, right? Remember that?
Right.
They were saying,
right, exactly.
Don't get your hopes up, don't get high expectations, it's not going to be like third and fourth quarter last year. And all in all, I think either they exceeded it or they lowered the bar so you could basically limbo over it. I don't know which one, but either way, it turned out more positive than expected, except for because that's when we had all the pretty ugly January was in preparation for that. So,
exactly.
So then everything turned around in late January, early February, to the point where now we're back up at all-time highs in the S&P, and now we sit here and tread water up there because people are looking for the next catalyst, as you said. So
right.
How about that?
Exactly.
All right. So what's on tap for 43-degree weather on Sunday? What are you going to do?
That's a good question. We're going to have to, we'll have to go outside and put our
raincoats
on and our shorts and flip-flops. I don't know.
It's summer.
Versus today, I've got my long johns on underneath my pants and my sweater because it was so cold in my office yesterday.
Yep.
And I did pack some slippers to keep my feet warm.
Wow. Gotta find a summer office or something, Michelle.
I know, seriously.
All right.
No location in his office. At least he gets the sun this time of day. But I don't know. He's got the greenhouse back there.
He's in the dark all the time. You don't need to give him that. Come on.
I know, seriously.
Step up. Take control.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend. Thank you so much. We'll talk with you again on Monday if you thaw.
Okay, I don't know.
All right, thanks, Michelle.
Hopefully Sunday will be the file day.
All right, have a great day.
All right, you too, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle are on Tuesdays and Some Things About Money, and they help me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington, huntingtonchamberradio.com. We're going to take a break. Get Mike on the phone. Mike at the Movies up next on Good Morning Huntington. HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
It's such a small town, girl. News travels faster.
than a sigh. Everybody wants to know about the next man's secret. So every time we meet upon the street, we've got to keep it.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Keep it off for the rest of your life. There is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com. Your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
All right, it's time for Mike at the Movies. Got my good friend Mike on the line, independent film reviewer. Good morning. How are you, Mike? Doing all right. Well, it's let's see. It's a zero over by Quakertown.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not any better over by you. Down here, it's
no. We're experiencing a high of I believe 20 today.
Ooh, all right, 20.
Going to be yes,
double
20.
Digits.
We're looking at 20, I believe today. I think it is. I think it's as we speak. I think it's hovering around a chilly 4, I believe.
Oh, excellent. Well, you're doing fine, because it's minus 18
wind chill. It's easy for you to gloat from your present location,
hey man,
I'm sure.
I'm looking at ice. That. I'm looking at ice on the lake back here, so.
Oh, I thought you were looking at ice in a more familiar setting, but okay.
No, not yet, but yes, at some point.
Well, all right, yeah.
So, all right, man. So we got through the romance of Valentine's Day. Let's get back to normal. What do you have in store for us today?
Oh, let's begin with the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water.
Really?
It's rated PG and it's directed by Paul Tibbett.
All right.
And I don't know. Do we have to give backstory to SpongeBob, or can we proceed?
I'm pretty sure that 90% of the world knows who SpongeBob is.
All right, no, I'm
kind of like knowing who Barney is.
You specifically, yeah. I was referring to you more than you.
No, I know who SpongeBob is, but so I need the meat of the plot. What has SpongeBob gotten himself into?
Okay, the Krabby Patty formula. Okay, uh-huh. The Krabby Patties are what everyone in Bikini Bottom, where SpongeBob and pals live.
Right.
The Krabby Patty formula has been stolen.
Oh, no.
Bikini Bottom quickly descends into chaos. And so SpongeBob and his nemesis, Plankton, and other friends must form an alliance to recover the formula. And so we got time machines, and we got we have battle scenes, and we have a dolphin named Bubbles, who is sort of has a very exalted position, but needs to take a break. And he's a dolphin named Bubbles, and he can shoot lasers out of his head, among other things.
Wow!
This film is fun. This is fun. This is true to the spirit of SpongeBob. It's lost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's frenetic. Yes, it's loud. But that's what you're looking for, and you will certainly laugh.
Okay.
When we eventually get to interact with, you know, the more human characters, so to speak, it loses a bit of something there, but not enough to detract from the film. It was fun.
When you say we're interacting with the human characters, are you saying that
they actually have to go to, they have to go and deal with humans, and so you see, you see people in more, you see them as a regular film, and they don't know quite what that is. And that's part of the fun. They don't quite know how to deal with that, and that's part of the fun. And then they realize that some human counterpart has had a hand in it. But that needn't slow you down. I mean, it is a lot of fun, and it's the sort of not anarchic spirit, but it's just, it's sort of happy chaos.
Are the humans cartoons, or is this a CGI?
No, they're humans, because they're rendered as a typical film. That's so you get the contrast.
So we have a cartoon. This is Roger Rabbit like, right? Is that what you're telling me?
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. There, I just dated myself significantly. Do they? I hear about the formulas, and then I start thinking about how Coke pulled a fast one on us. Did they eventually rebrand the Krabby Patty formula and sell it back to us?
You know, that I really can't. I this isn't a time to get into those intricacies. I just didn't recommend the film, man.
All right. And typically when we get into these types of films, the cartoon-like, does it mm-hmm. work on the two parallels, the kids are entertained while the adults get some.
As we've talked about many times, usually when I review this sort of film,
right?
You know, one that could appeal to children as well as adults. What are we looking for? Is it something that you can watch with your children and
right.
not be bored out of your tree?
Right.
No. SpongeBob will not disappoint. Take
okay.
the kids to see it. It's a PG flick. And no, you won't be yawning through it at all.
Okay. You won't be banging your head against the wall saying, I shouldn't have done that.
Huh? No. Or you won't be thinking, you may be thinking this, but you're not going to get, God, I'm a wonderful parent because I had to endure this nonsense.
Right. Okay. All right. So SpongeBob, amazing how we continue
SpongeBob.
To build these franchises, Transformers, SpongeBob. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got SpongeBob. That's in the theaters right now. So what are we going to talk about as far as a DVD or a stream?
Inherent Vice.
Inherent Vice.
This is rated R. It's a comedy drama, and it's based on a Thomas Pynchon novel.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars Joaquin Phoenix, Josh Brolin, Owen Wilson, Reese Witherspoon. And this is set in a fictional coastal California town in 1970. And Josh Brolin is our hero. Who Doc Sportello, who is a, among other things, he is a THC enthusiast, and he gets a visit from his ex-girlfriend out of nowhere, who's now concerned about her current boyfriend, who's a billionaire, whose family may be trying to maneuver him into into a mental institution and try to take his money. And there are other characters. There's some really nice casting surprises that I'll leave there. But it's sort of, it's the end of the 60s, beginning of the 70s, and the plot is rather as hazy as our hero's memory is sometimes.
Okay.
But what really saves it, yes, it's convoluted and so forth, but what really makes the film is enjoying the performances from the cast. Joaquin Phoenix nails it. Josh Brolin as a cop. As I said, there's some nice casting surprises. It definitely meanders toward the end, You know, and again, it's a little bit, it suffers in the logic department a bit, but you know, when we're being true to our characters, that I think is almost inevitable here. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, as he unravels this mystery, and there is a change in the tone a bit away from the comedy, but it all does make sort of a loopy sense. So yes, I would recommend Inherent Vice.
Okay, and Inherent, it sounds like it's not an all-star cast, but it certainly is an A-list.
All-star is, yeah, I mean, we certainly have, and as I said, there are some nice casting surprises. People that I haven't mentioned that if you see the film, you'll be pleased to see, I think.
Now, has this been out recently and then it just came in, or?
Yeah.
Okay, because I...
No, this was out in the theaters, and it's just out on streaming and on DVD just... a few days ago.
All right. Very cool. All right. Stream. So we got that, Inherent Vice. So that sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
So we got two good ones, and that means we get a trifecta today because you got Mike's pick of the week.
All right. Pick of the week is Closely Watched Trains. This is a 1966 film, mm-hmm. A Czech movie directed by Jiří Menzel. And it's a young man working at a railway station in Nazi occupied Czechoslovakia. And it's a coming of age comedy about young Miloš, who comes from a family of oddballs. But being a young man, he's really not worried about so much about the Nazis. He's not so much worried about that. He's worried about girls and how to navigate all of that. And it's a comedy, but there are definite dramatic points to the film. And it also, because it's in 1966, it kind of inadvertently pokes fun at the Soviets as well, and it's a real gem, this flick.
Cool. All right, so we got three good ones. I know the Academy Awards are on this Sunday. One of the ones that are being talked about is one that you reviewed last year, and that was the Budapest Hotel. So that was a pretty good one. I enjoyed watching that one, and you had talked about how the scenery in there was really captivating, and it was a pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good story, so that hopefully that'll do well, and so we'll see where
perhaps
it goes. But like I talked to you last week, I think it was last week, I said, you know, would the nominations be an indication that that a movie is worthwhile looking at and watching because, you know, it's getting some credence because of the nominations, as opposed to your complaint about how the awards are given out. So there you have it. Budapest Hotel is one of the ones being considered.
Well, you know, it really, if nothing else, it serves the nominations. And I mean, you know, if nothing else, and I'm not, you know, not trying to denigrate anybody or cheapen their accolade.
Mm-hmm.
But if nothing else, if you're looking for a film and that's used in some way,
right,
in the advertising and so forth, you know, then yeah, then people are more likely to give it a look. So there's that.
And then Birdman is also up, and I know you've been talking about that one a couple of times.
Yes. It's a remarkable performance by Michael Keaton, and by all concerned, really, in that one.
You're pulling for him? You're pulling for Michael?
I really do. If I had a dog in the race.
Right.
Mike would be that dog, among others. But I really can't abrogate my strongly held beliefs about the Oscars. So
all right. No, I understand. It's just I like to marry the two because I think at least it gives some credence to, if you're looking for something aside from Mike's list that we get every week, at least you can go and see what's been nominated. And that'll give
certainly
you an opportunity.
I mean, it certainly figures heavily in the promotion of a film, or, you know, after a film.